This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. I want to read this to you guys. This is from Pete. He writes, I've been on antidepressants for 2 years and want to come off of them. Now, this is interesting, okay? He says, like you, I can't stand Hillary Clinton, but for different reasons. Now, I've never said I can't stand her. I just didn't want her to be president. I didn't necessarily say I can't stand her. But anyway, he says, like you, I can't stand Hillary Clinton, but for different reasons. He says, I'm a registered Democrat, he says, and I'm so frustrated that her inability to win an election that should have been hers easily has left us with Trump and now a Supreme Court, which will always be dominated by the right, he writes. He says, I'm on Paxil because of her. Funny, huh? How do you get off of these so I don't rebound? So, okay, so there's a couple things I want to say. One is I want to talk about how you get off an antidepressant if you're on it. Number two is why, you know, I've told this to you guys many, many times. Do not let what you see in the news ruin your life, okay? I understand that for those people who wanted the election to go a different way, I understand how frustrated you are. I like the way the election went, okay? But I have lived through elections that didn't go my way. It'll happen to all of us. We will all have elections that don't go our way. And you want to know what? We still live. We still get through it. I mean, the Obama years for me as a medical doctor sucked. They were some of the worst years. A lot of my dreams and plans of expanding my medical practice and, you know, having a savings and, you know, saving for retirement and putting my kids in a real good, you know, well, I mean, they are going to go to a good college, but, you know, trying to come up with a real fancy, you know, maybe some fancy private school or whatever. All those were bashed during the Obama years. Now, maybe it wasn't all his fault, but there was a lot of policies he did that messed us up. However, other things came to be that seemed to work in my favor. All right. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And so people panicking over Trump being able to, you know, elect somebody else to the Supreme Court, who cares? Who cares? You know, they keep bringing up Roe v. Wade and how, you know, now the Supreme Court could possibly overturn Roe v. Wade. And again, I think the fetus is a life. But whether Roe v. Wade gets overturned or not, is it really going to make or break our everyday lives? It may affect Planned Parenthood funding, which indirectly, yeah, could affect us and the tax dollars we're spending. It could affect women who have an unwanted pregnancy. But, I mean, should it really bother you to the point where you need to be on medication? If he had to go on Paxil because Hillary didn't win an election, what is he basing his happiness on? Now, yes, losing a job stinks, right? You know, high inflation, you know, not being able to, you know, feed your family. But isn't the economy better than it was a few years ago? Whether you want to credit Trump or not, the economy's better. So, you know, why, I remember when Bush won and Gore lost, one of my patients came in, I think this was 2004, and he comes in and he goes, I need an antidepressant. I just can't get over what happened with the election. Why? Look, I don't mind you guys being passionate about politics. I love people having a passion about something. But once it starts to depress you and ruin your life, now we're looking at an obsession. You could be passionate about food, you know, and cooking and making meals and all that, but you start to fantasize about food and always eat food, now you become obsessed with food. You can have a passion for a young lady, young man, that's fine. But if you can't stop thinking about them and, you know, stop acting on your urges, like we talked about in the last segment, you know, then that might be considered sex addiction. So there's a fine line between having a passion for something, whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's money, and then being obsessed with it. And for those of you that have a passion for politics, I don't think you know the difference and you know when to stop yourself. You know, I remember kind of panicking about the last election going, oh my gosh, you know, what happened with healthcare over the last, you know, two terms, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Hillary's going to come up with Hillary Care. We're going to go socialized or whatever. And yeah, it did put me in a funk. But I remember telling my husband and telling our friends, you know, the night before the election, I go, no matter what happens, we're going out Saturday. And we're going to have fun. I told the kids, look, we're still going to work with our charities. You know, we still have a job. We're still going to, we're still going to live. Our kids watch a Cowboy game and the Cowboys lose. And they didn't have a real good season last season, right? Who cares? Okay? You know, enjoy. Hey, you could have a passion for football. Just don't obsess about it. Don't be freaking out if they lose. Yeah, it stings, but don't let it ruin your day. Be sad about it for 2-3 seconds and move on. So now, Paxil. Paxil is an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So it inhibits the reuptake of your body's chemical serotonin. Your body will have already started to compensate a little bit, making new receptors. So to go off something like that, one is we want to make sure your underlying depression or anxiety is already taken care of, right? Hopefully you're seeing a therapist, etc. Two, you need to go off of it fairly slowly so your body doesn't rebound. And your medical provider can help you with that. But sometimes if you're on 20 milligrams a day, maybe go to 20 milligrams Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then 10 milligrams a day. I'll actually, when we get back, I'll talk to you guys about how to wean off, and then we'll hit some other headlines. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I mean, I'm a fan of the environment. I used to work for the EPA. And so even though I may be more right-leaning on a lot of issues, I would like to protect the environment. I do love, you know, this planet, and I love trees, and I love our oceans, and I want our fish to live. So I get that. So reducing our plastic waste is something I'm a fan of. And Starbucks has said that they're going to ban all plastic straws from all stores worldwide by the year 2020. That's going to save 1 billion straws a year. Now, I like straws. I love sitting there chewing on straws. Plastic straws, one of my favorite things, just sit there and, you know, chew on while watching a movie. But I don't really shop at Starbucks because I'm not a coffee drinker. So I'm sure I'll get my straw at McDonald's or something. So, the company cited the environmental threat to oceans posted by the single-use products that I reuse my straw. After I'm done with my drink, I take my straw and I stick it in my kids. And then I stick it in my husband. So I reuse my straw. Can I just say that? Sometimes I'll even wash it out and keep it at home. I just like straws. So anyway, the company cited the environmental threat to oceans posed by the single-use products as its motivating factor to accomplish this goal by 2020. I don't think that's the motivating factor. I think they've taken a lot of hits from a PR standpoint, and they want to get some good press. And this works. The switch is expected to eliminate the use of more than 1 billion plastic straws each year, according to estimates by Starbucks Coffee Co. And to carry out this change, Starbucks will make a strawless lid or alternative material straw options available for certain drinks at more than 28,000 stores. Okay, let me just stop here for a second. I want to put my marketing hat on. For those of you guys interested in marketing your company or getting some good PR, do what Walmart or now Starbucks does. Don't spend millions of dollars on a PR firm. You know, don't spend millions of dollars in advertising. Free advertising comes in major news. So you see how brilliant this move is. These companies know that there's going to be, coming around the bend, a mandate that plastic starts getting eliminated out of their regular use. And before bad press or bad media take them down, they're going to head it off at the pass, just like Walmart did with the raising the minimum wage. They raised their employees' average, I guess, hourly rate to $9 a few years ago and then $10, because, again, they know what's coming around the bend. And because they beat everybody to the punch, and it's so massive because they're a big company and that's so much money they're spending, they got amazing press, free press. Now, it wasn't free because they, you know, they're giving a raise to everybody, so an extra dollar an hour ends up being a lot of money. But rather than spending those millions of dollars on press, spend the millions of dollars or whatever you have to spend on something you need to do, and then you get the free press. And so you're killing two birds with one stone. In fact, they're killing three birds with one stone. Starbucks is already preparing for the future, getting rid of plastic, because they were going to probably be urged or some law was going to get passed in some state where they had to do it. They're going to have to do it anyway. Two is now they, you know, get a whole lot of attention. And three, they help, you know, some of the backlash that they got last month. So, good for them. Now, one of the reasons why I'm really big on straws is when I go to a restaurant, I don't like putting my mouth on the cups. Now, if the cups are dirty or those glasses are dirty, it's still going to get into the liquid. I mean, I used to work in, I waited tables and stuff, so I know that sometimes the dishware isn't completely clean. So if I have a straw, psychologically, I feel like I'm getting less germs. You know, bring your own cup. Honestly, bring your own cup. So anyway, the strawless lid is already available at 8,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada for select beverages, including Starbucks Draft Nitro, and Cold Foam. So, I don't know. You guys that are Starbucks drinkers, you guys probably would know more than I. So, again, kudos to them. I like the idea of, you know, trying to eliminate all the plastics that we use. You know, I'm not a fan of all the plastic water bottles I see you guys drinking out of. I just don't like the idea of plastic always surrounding our food. And it makes me concerned that could be what's also messing with our metabolism. I just don't think getting all this plastic exposure is good. Stainless steel, I don't mind. But, you know, we found that, like, aluminum and things do seep in our food. So that is something to be aware of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this giant wasp stinger is freaking a lot of people out. Okay? Apparently, it is a newly discovered wasp species found in the Amazon. And it has a shockingly large stinger. Researchers from the University of Turku in Finland were surprised by the supersized stinger found on Clistopyga crassicaudata. and it was uncovered in a zone between the Andes Mountains and the rainforest area of the Amazon. So, they've never seen anything like it. And this stinger looks sharp. It looks long. I mean, to me, it looks like a couple inches. So something like that lands on your neck, that could hit your jugular. So, they call it parasitoid. Wasp stingers have a dual purpose. Scientists say they use it to inject venom and for laying eggs into spiders or spider egg sacs. The venom paralyzes the spider, allowing the female wasp to lay its eggs on the victim. The babies hatch as larvae, and then they can eat the paralyzed arachnid. I wonder how long these little baby wasps stay as eggs, because you'd think the spider would eventually die of starvation. Anyway, the researchers aren't sure yet exactly which spider, Clystopyga grassicaudata, Hakuna Matata, prefers to lay its eggs on, but they hope to raise funding for further studies on the unusual insect and other parasitoid wasps in the Amazon. So a parasite is somebody that uses somebody else in order for them to propagate and, you know, flourish. But wow, isn't nature fascinating? The wasp will sting a spider, because I hate spiders. So go wasp. Wasp will paralyze a spider, lay the eggs on the spider, and then the eggs get to eat the spider. That's like a double whammy. Vicious. Just vicious. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Adult smokers who did not use vaping devices were actually more likely to quit smoking than those who vaped. Oh, hold on a second. Wall Street Journal is making me subscribe. Hold on a second. I got it. Wow. Anyway, so there's a study out saying that vaping may not necessarily be... I don't want to subscribe right now. I like the Wall Street Journal. I just don't have time to subscribe. Sorry. So, we've been telling people who have been smoking to go to vaping. And as you guys know, vaping is an electronic sort of cigarette that gives you nicotine and allows you to wean off your nicotine habit. I've had a problem with people being on it long term because are you lowering your nicotine levels? You know, so you don't stay addicted to nicotine. And what else are you breathing in? But people have said, look, we're curing, you know, people of smoking and smoking issues. And so, you know, switching people to vaping has been a real successful movement. But this new study published in Plus One says, actually, people who use both tobacco and e-cigs are actually less likely to quit smoking than those who try to quit off their cigarettes alone. Researchers studied data from survey company GFK's Knowledge Panel. They looked at data from 1,200 smokers who've been surveyed between August and September 2015, then continued to track their smoking status. 1,000 people remained active members of that panel a year later. 850 answered a follow-up survey. And they say 30% of people at the beginning of the survey said they both smoked and vaped. But a year later, 90% said, yeah, they still smoke. They still smoke. So even though they vaped, they never got off cigarettes. People, however, who were smokers at the original part of the study were twice as likely to quit. So vaping may just be a new habit that people are taking on. I told you I was concerned about these kids that were never going to smoke, got excited by vaping and started to vape. I think I'm not the biggest fan. Again, if you're telling me it's getting you off smoking, I'll bite my tongue. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
The confirmation battle ahead for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is already beginning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor earlier today.
A number of our Democratic colleagues could not even wait until the president's announcement last night before launching attacks on his nominee. This was, in some cases, quite literally a fill-in-the-blank opposition. They wrote statements of opposition only to fill in the name later. Sadly, this is not a new approach for the far-left special interest groups.
President Trump spoke to reporters today ahead of his 7-day European trip. The president talked about one of the things he hopes to accomplish on the trip.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
President Trump will also be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the trip. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the other day I wanted to talk to you guys about money. I found this article very, very interesting because, you know, I like listening to money shows. I don't get a lot of, you know, I don't have a lot of time and a lot of opportunity to, you know, listen to Dave Ramsey and, you know, Bob Brinker and a lot of these, you know, gurus when it comes to money. But, you know, and I'm no expert when it comes to saving, but I think I've done a few things right that I kind of want to share with you guys. And so when I found this, I thought, you know what? Yeah, we'll just talk about it a little bit because, you know, if I could save you guys some money, you know, and, you know, I had to budget things a little better, I will. So I don't get credit for this, but Amelia Mazza does. And she said there's a simple way to streamline spending in order to get your money on track. And this is a little budgeting rule that she recommends. It's called the 50-20-30 rule. And she says it's a guide to distributing your income. And it works to give you a clear sense of where your financial priorities are. So, 50% should be spent on essentials. 20% ferreted away for savings, and then 30% dedicated to lifestyle. So this is written in female, Daily Mail. And so the cornerstone of your rule is whatever your net income is, half of it needs to pay for your expenses. So your rent, your food, your power bill, etc. It seems like a lot. Oh my gosh, half have to go to that. But it's actually a good number to work with. You see, when I get my paycheck, I look at my paycheck and I go, okay, well, that barely covers the mortgage. It barely covers this. It barely covers this. But okay, well, that was one paycheck. And so one thing you could do is you could say, well, let's say you get two paychecks a month. One paycheck needs to cover all the bills that month. And then the rest of it is cream. So if you could try to budget that, I think it's going to decrease a little bit of stress. And then we'll tell you how to play with the other. So food, transportation costs, utility bills, etc. Only for needs. You cannot touch 50% of your income. Then 20% of the other half, right, will go to savings. So you split that remaining 50% two ways. So the 20% is dedicated to savings. Now, with this is where it gets tricky, okay? Because some of you people will be like, well, wait a second here. I'll put it in the bank. I would suggest you work something out with your bank where you have automatic squirreling being done. Some bank accounts do this. I remember my credit union offered one Christmas, this was months before Christmas, we will take $20 out of your account every month, or $50, whatever you say, to put away for your Christmas budget. And I was like, well, that's kind of a good idea. I go, well, you don't have to do that because I'm already kind of, you know, working on that on my own. But when you allow that to happen, as long as you're keeping track and making sure nobody's messing up your money, you do squirrel away a nice fund. And so if you could do that with 20%, if you could have 20% put away, that's fine. Now, they say you may want to pay down credit card debt, etc. This is where it gets tricky because, you know, we've learned get rid of debt, get rid of high interest, okay? You know, we're slaves to our credit cards. The problem during the recession is we kept paying any debt we had that we never had savings. So I would suggest if you do want to take that 20% and start paying down credit card, put 10% to credit card, 10% to savings. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, first of all, you're a doctor, so, you know, we don't want to hear about you and your financial sense. But number two, it's better for you to pay off high interest, just like all the other money people. But I look at things a little differently. I look at things from the psychological standpoint, okay? One of the reasons why we were leveled during the recession is many of us that were middle-aged lost all our savings. It was gone. Because we kept telling ourselves, we've got to pay off debt. We've got to pay off debt. Part of me wished that I had still left something in savings. Just so that when I looked at my bank account, there was a little something in there. We were leveled. And throughout my life, we always went through savings. Any money I saved up as a high school student, I had to give to my folks because they needed it when they had bad years. Then when I finally get out of school and I start to make a little savings, my grandma dies, so we had to pay for that funeral. Then my dad dies a couple months later, so we had to pay for that funeral. We never had savings. Kids were needing money, etc. And so we start to get a little bit of savings from the year 2005 to 2007, 2008. We start to build a little bit of savings and the recession comes. And so what I think destroys us is we start to get into our 40s. Or 50s or 60s or however old you are, and you're like, this is all I amassed all these years? So then amass something. Even if you may be dollar for dollar spending more money, that psychological hit that you get going all these years, nothing. And imagine me going through medical school, assuming that debt, working as hard as I did, having two kids, you know, trying to help support other members of our family, extended family, and having nothing in savings by the time I'm middle age. That sucked. So, maybe don't, you know, go for dollar, going, well, you know, it's dollars better spent paying off debt than being in the bank. make sure you have a little something in the bank so you don't, you know, feel like you're, you know, worthless, like I did. All right, so then your 30% is for personal, spending on whatever you want. It's the most fun of the budget. That's your discretionary spending. Luxuries. Now, it could be trips. It could be gym memberships. Some people think gym membership is fun. I love working out, but that's not fun. That's just something I have to do. It could be, you know, a nicer cell phone, a higher calling plan, you know, that kind of thing. Clothes. But having that discretionary play money, but only 30% of your income. See, for me, I would cut it to 20 and try to save an extra 10. I'm like, that's okay. We don't have to go out to Outback. But, you know, the concept here, I don't care whether you do the 50, 30, 20, or whatever. The moral I want you guys to take home is, one is, you're allowed to have money for fun. You have to live. And so even if you are in debt, even if you have bills, all right, you are allowed to have some fun. All right, you just have to budget that out. If you really love Netflix, then fine. Netflix. I mean, there's a lot of ways to save money. There are so many ways to save money. You know, I see people at work, they're like, I want to go out, but I can't afford it. It's going to be too expensive. I go, then screw it. All right, get a bunch of friends together and do a potluck. Pick a place and do a potluck or pick a park. You know, we went to Hawaii a few years back. I haven't gone back because it's expensive. And we saw early morning a bunch of people bringing food and having a party right there on the beach. Man, you know the money I spent on birthday parties for my kids at, like, bounce castles and bouncy places and Chuck E. Cheese and all that? Man, in Hawaii, they just take a corner of the beach. They get there early. They corner it off. They have cake. They whatever. And their party's at the beach. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you could do. You can, you know, careful with fireworks, but you could even have, like, a little neighborhood firework party. You could have a neighborhood garage sale, right? I mean, there's lots of little things you could do that doesn't necessarily mean you got to go out and spend $200, $300 for the night. Netflix night, game night, there's a lot of things you could do. And people get into a rut. And so then we think we have to spend. Well, you know, we got to go and see a movie, or we got to go and see a show, or we got to go and travel. There's tons of things you could do. Do a road trip. Go camping. You're bored one weekend? Grab some food. Go camping. Go up to the mountains. So, save, save, save. And one thing that I also notice that helps me a little bit is there's this thing called Treasury Direct. Even though it's bonds, and bonds don't really have a great yield of return, it will squirrel your money away. And then before you know it, you have a few grand saved up. Something you could do. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told to stop taking multivitamins to help our heart because they don't work. This study comes from Life Science. Actually, it's being reported by Life Science, saying multivitamins are popular. True that. But they don't appear to boost your heart health. And the study analyzed information from several million people in 5 countries. And they found that taking multivitamins did not prevent their heart attack, did not prevent their stroke or death from heart disease. And these findings do agree with guidelines from the American Heart Association, which does not recommend using multivitamins or mineral supplements to prevent heart disease. But 30% of Americans are still popping vitamins. And some people say they are using them specifically to prevent heart disease. Dr. June Silk Kim, an assistant professor of cardiology at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, said it has been exceptionally difficult to convince people to acknowledge that multivitamin and mineral supplements do not prevent cardiovascular diseases. He said, I hope our study findings help decrease the hype around multivitamin and mineral supplements and encourage people to use proven methods to reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease, such as eating more fruits and vegetables, exercising, and avoiding tobacco. And I'll tell you why that's significant, okay? In a sec. So this new study, the researchers analyzed information from 18 previously published studies, looked at the link between multivitamins and mineral supplements and the risk of certain cardiovascular problems. Now, most of these supplements had at least three vitamins or minerals. They were multivitamins, so they had multiple things in them. And the studies involved over 2 million people from five countries, the U.S., Japan, France, Sweden, and Germany. Then they followed these participants for an average of 12 years. And they found people who took multivitamins and mineral supplements were no more likely to have a heart attack or stroke, die from heart disease, or those who didn't take the supplements. So, the big issue people have is, well, if it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, so why not take it? Well, not exactly. You rarely overdose on a multivitamin. I mean, you can't overdose on vitamin A. I mean, I'm sure you can, overdose on certain vitamins. That could be a possibility. Too much vitamin D could cause kidney issues. But there have been studies that certain supplements do cause havoc. May cause kidney stones, may cause arterial calcification. You know, you're still putting a capsule or a tablet that's either blue or purple or orange, so there's obviously some coloring and some substrate to it. That's not the most natural to your body. And again, I am pro vitamins. If you are deficient, if you're deficient in B12, you need to take it. If you're not deficient, I don't see B12 working. But if you're deficient, even if it's subclinical, then take it. Just like thyroid hormone. If you're deficient in thyroid hormone, take it. If you're deficient in insulin, take it. But if you're not deficient, taking the extra thyroid hormone or the extra insulin may, you know, have issues. And the other thing, too, is in the U.S., dietary supplements are not regulated for safety and effectiveness before they go on the market, according to the FDA. Now, the product's labels are not allowed to make health claims, like they can diagnose or cure or mitigate or prevent disease. You know, they can't advertise that they cure cancer. That can't happen. But they're not regulated. So there's another inherent risk where you're popping something that really hasn't been tested. And I can't tell you how many studies, time and time again, come out going, well, this vitamin didn't really have all the components it claimed it did, or it had too much of one or too little of another. So, for those of you that are very proactive with your health, and you hear all these different ads throughout the day and see on TV all these ads, you know, what do? Well, this is what I tell my patients, okay? And I've had some people like Longevity. I've had some people like Juice Plus. I've had some people, you know, say they like it, they feel good on them. Then if you feel good on them, take them. If you feel you are getting some benefit and you aren't having issues with your kidneys, you aren't having extra calcification of your heart, you aren't having issues with your liver, and you say you feel better and it's keeping your appetite down or you feel energized or you think you sleep better, then go ahead. I'm okay with that. This study is just saying if you're taking it because you really think it's going to prevent the heart attack, use caution. Because studies have not proven that your vitamin does that. I remember in the 90s when I was a trainee, and it was all about vitamin A and vitamin E, and everybody was taking all these extra vitamins, and then they go, no, it looks like it's not working. There was another study out last year that said fish oil isn't cutting it. You got to eat the actual fish. Which brings me to the next issue that I have with supplements. If you're deficient and you want to take a supplement, I'm fine with that. I'll support you. But do not, and I mean this with all my heart, because I will come out there and whoop your butt. Do not take a supplement and think that that is good enough. Well, I took my vitamins today, so you know what? I could have the steak. I don't have to opt for the fish. No. You should be eating fish at least 3-4 times a week. You should be eating red meat as little as possible. You should be eating fruits and vegetables 5 to 9 servings a day. But if you're popping a vitamin so you don't have to eat the vegetable, oh, hell no. It's not going to work. If you're popping fish oil, so you don't have to eat a piece of fish, it's not going to cut it. It's the whole picture. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Transgender women are at increased risk of having a stroke or lethal blood clots. Why? Because of the heavy hormones that are required during their transition. Researchers analyzed data on roughly 50,000 transgender women, people, who had transitioned from the gender they were not assigned at birth, and 50 cisgender people who have not. I'm not sure what cisgender means. This comes from Daily Mail. They found a clear correlation between the risk of cardiovascular events and those taking estrogen hormone transition from a male to female. Now, they say there was not enough evidence to show the same for those transitioning from female to male, largely because transgender men in the study were younger than the women and therefore had lower risk. But researchers say that much more research is needed because we have found there to be a link between heart issues and estrogen. They say the study highlights the importance of physicians to give attention to transgender patients as they prescribe them hormone therapy. That's according to Dr. Dario Schedehun of Kaiser Permanente. So, we talked about all the variations that have to occur for someone to go to transform from being a man to a woman. Anywhere from electrolysis to the facial hair to changing out the Adam's apple to jaw reconstruction to breast reconstruction to penile surgery to then the hormones to help lower their voice. I mean to transition to a woman, it's not just having boobs. A lot of people were talking about that, you know, when they were talking about jails, you know, paying for transgender surgery. Well, you know, how much do breast implants? It's more than breast implants. You can't have a hairy chest and breasts. You can't have a hairy chin. You can't go through all this transformation and then have a deep voice. So the transgender people want to become a female, and becoming a female is multifaceted. We also have to implant an amazing sense of direction. And when you transform to a woman, you're always right. That takes a lot of work. So I'm joking. Guys are mean. So there's a lot to becoming a woman, not just boobies. And so in order to keep the hormones at bay, change your voice, give that glow to your skin, affect hair growth, etc., you have to be on heavy hormones. And heavy hormones can put you at risk for clot. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.